streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. It is going to be a great Wednesday Herd live in Los Angeles, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Tomorrow we flip the page. It's NFL Draft. 1 hour from now, Joel Klatt. I am his mentor. I will teach him a thing or two about college football and the draft. He will be joining me in 1 hour. It is great to have you here. Joy Taylor is joining me. Lot of things, some football things moving around. Katie's doing some talking. Very, very interesting stuff today.
It is very interesting. You know, we talk so much about what's happening in the playoffs right now and who's going to end up being healthiest at the end. But this Nets situation could carry on for a very long time. There are layers.
Yeah. Let's start with a football story. It's a big story. According to Bob McMenamin, a veteran reporter in Arizona, Kyler Murray, Cardinals going to pick up his fifth-year option. The Cardinals going to pick up his fifth-year option, and they're working on a deal. My rule is just pay the stars, all sports, all industry. Pay the stars. Everything else will figure itself out. Listen, Kawhi Leonard, Spurs. You're not going to find another Kawhi. I know he gets hurt, but what have you been since he left? Just pay him. Figure it out. Now, when you pay the stars, it doesn't always work exactly like you want to. Green Bay's not winning the Super Bowls they want to, but it's way harder to replace Aaron Rodgers. That's way harder than paying a star and not getting the great results. I mean, Green Bay's not firing people left and right. They may not be winning Super Bowls. There's not chaos in the organization. Pay the star. If you don't win Super Bowls, if you're good, you're viable, you're a playoff team, nobody's getting fired. It's not chaos. Arizona without Kyler Murray, you're going to have some chaos. So, in fact, that's why I said the Seattle Seahawks are going to spend the better part of a decade or more trying to find Russell Wilson. That's why it's not a terrible idea for the Seahawks to let go of Bobby Wagner, gut the team, play Drew Lock, finish fourth, win four games, and get a top two pick, and then get C.J. Stroud next year from Ohio State. It's not a terrible idea. The easiest way to explain why Arizona needs Kyler Murray is about 3,000 miles away from Kyler Murray in Boston. Bill Belichick, since Tom Brady left, Bill Belichick, best coach ever, is a 500 coach. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan, let's go 3,000 miles back to the West Coast. Kyle Shanahan, San Francisco, great young coach. Only young coach that gives Sean McVay in the Rams fits. He's significantly under 500 without Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not saying Brady, I'm not saying Favre. Without Jimmy Garoppolo, he's way under 500. You need a catalyst. Kyler Murray's a catalyst, okay? This is all what we predicted. Arizona needs Kyler, and frankly, they've done Kyler well. They got him DeAndre Hopkins. They've gotten him good tight ends. They got him an offensive coach. They kind of build the offense around him. I mean, they build that offense around Kyler more than Pete Carroll would build his offense around Russell Wilson. They went and got him a college coach who tried to recruit him. I mean, they've really made it work for him, and he's made it work for them. They were in a bad spot. They drafted a quarterback. They had a coach. Neither worked. Kyler saved the franchise and jobs. And just to think about this, if you think paying him a fortune's too much, this draft has, in my opinion, and most observers' opinion, one legitimate first-round quarterback. And he's only played against Division I teams twice and didn't throw a touchdown in either one of those games. And next year, there's two really high-end quarterbacks. Bryce Young, Alabama, to me, is a little small. C.J. Stroud, Ohio State, I think he's going to be a pretty good player. So we already know the floor for Kyler Murray. The floor is, in a season with a coach we're not sure is great, losing his best receiver in the toughest division in football, he got you into the playoffs. That's the floor. So if he doesn't get hurt, I do think Kingsbury's getting a little bit better every year. The Seahawks won't be as good, so the division won't be as good. Russell Wilson's out. The floor right now is, even injured, even missing DeAndre Hopkins, in that division, which won't be as good next year, he'll get you to the playoffs. Pay your stars. Just figure it out later. Pay him. Doesn't always work, but it's much harder to find the next Kyler Murray than it is to write that check every week and watch him win games and keep you in games. That's not hard to do. You'll find the money. NFL's got money. There's gambling money and fan money and TV money and made of money. Not a lot of Kyler Murray's. All right. This is interesting. It's kind of interesting. So Kevin Durant held a press conference yesterday. And, you know, he was talking about the season, and it was kind of disappointing. And it was very interesting. He talked about, you know, because Tom Brady is so obsessed with winning, and he's the best player ever in the most popular sport, we think that all players, it's all about winning. But, I mean, Ben Simmons is almost indifferent to basketball. But Kevin Durant had a lot of quotes yesterday, and I'm gonna let you see a couple of them. And he said things like, you know, of course I'm disappointed the way it ended, but I would love for Kyrie Irving to play. But, you know, life's way more important for me than just that. Our friendship is based off who we are as human beings. The basketball adds to it. If we don't get along in the basketball court, we can easily talk it out as friends. Yeah, I'm not going to get too mad at him. We had conversations when he missed games. And he goes on to talk a lot about life, not just basketball. And so we know not all athletes. Tony Gonzalez, a Hall of Famer, sat down on this couch one time and told me 3% of professional athletes are totally committed. I talked to Damian Lillard yesterday. We talked about this. He said, yeah, a lot of guys like the check more than they like basketball. That's fine. I've worked with people like that. You've worked with people like that. Multiple NBA players a couple of years ago. Stars were willing to forego the regular season for a social cause, Black Lives Matter. LeBron stepped in and went, whoa, whoa, whoa. We can support the cause and also play basketball and not give up leverage to the NBA machine and the owners. But, I mean, that was a go-either-way decision for a social cause. Kyrie Irving wanted to take a stand more than being available for his teammates. Okay? So many people, and I'm one of these, I tend to be results-oriented, task-oriented, competitive. That's me. A lot of people are more process-oriented. They're more about community. That's okay, too. Just think about KD, though. Two titles, regular season MVP, couple finals MVPs. Legacy is cemented. Maybe he's good. I mean, I remember when he was at Golden State, and I talked to a current executive in the NBA working for one of the two LA teams. And he told me, not for public consumption, he said he's not going to stay in Golden State. He's a wanderer. Just, he's a different cat. It's just not title after title after title after title. That's not the way he's built. I'm like, who would leave that? And he's like, KD. And it's hard for us to put our arms around that because we glamorize Brady, Kobe, Michael Jordan, Peyton Manning. I mean, that documentary on Michael Jordan, that was a flawed human. I liked him more. I was like, I like that. I want my guy to be like that. I want my guy punching teammates and screaming at owners. It's very alluring as a fan. My guy would bleed for the win. Athletes have not always been like that. The greatest boxer I've ever seen, Muhammad Ali. Boxing was part of him. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, arguably the smartest professional athlete in American history. It's not all about basketball. But we've been conditioned to think it is about basketball, right? It is about football. It is about winning. You know, KD reminds me a little about a really great actor, Leonardo DiCaprio. And so they're young, they're ascending. We're talking about greatest ever. And they're pursue. And then Leonardo gets the Oscar. He's done two movies since that he was the lead actor. That's it. It's not to say he won't. He's got a 30-year runway to do more. But it's like, now he's going to do the planet thing, save the planet thing. That's what matters to him. I mean, he got it. The Revenant, right? Didn't talk much, cold, bare, all that stuff. I watched it. And, you know, as he was forming his legacy, man, he was getting close to that Oscar, man. He was getting close. He got it. And it was like, all right, I did that. There's other stuff. I'm going to still make movies. He's still great. Kevin Durant, pursue, got close, pursue, got it. And it's like, he's still good, 29 a game, still a great closer. But if you listen to this interview, these quotes are a lot about, hey, man, there's more to life here. It's not be all, end all, not just Hooper. And now, Tom Cruise, Tom Brady, and they're still wildly competitive. That's who they are. We love that. I mean, Tom Cruise, how does he have his hair still? How does he look 42? Good doctors, good genes, I'm not going to argue. But Brady still looks good, still plays great. It's all different. Now, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And I would prefer my athletes to be more Jordan than KD. I would. And when you do lose, you're going to get heat. You're going to get some heat. And I'm not saying KD likes losing. But we've kind of been conditioned here to think all athletes are Brady. They're not. And all actors, it's just compiling Oscars. And we know in Hollywood, it's not. And so I thought it was, I don't think it was a cautionary tale about athletes. I thought it was a peek inside a different dude. A dude I was told years ago, while he was being named MVP of the NBA Finals, was going to leave. I was like, what? I don't believe that. No, he's a different dude. And yesterday, we saw another example of that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
It's just so much easier for big companies to find money than to find the next star. And it's just so much easier. Like all these billionaire owners, the NFL is just money. It's a bank. In fact, it's richer than a bank. Banks don't carry that much money around. When you're an owner and you have your other billionaire friends in the box, there is nothing worse. You're down 28-3 in the first quarter. It's embarrassing. It's like embarrassing. Might as well own a waste management company. It'd be more fun. Empty stadiums, ripped by the media. You're driving the billionaire. You're being driven around in the back of your town car, and talk show hosts are ripping you and butt of every joke in town. Or you can pay Kyler Murray and be like, well, the Seahawks will be worse. We don't know how good Trey Lance is. You do get, by the end of this year, we could have an argument. It's the Rams in Arizona for the next 5 years. You know how many home games that is? Like, I said this before. I don't like taking stuff public. That's not my jam. But it is way easier to sign a big check every week when you're viable than it is to find that guy. Because they say he's the best high school football player in the history of Texas. That's a lot of dudes. That Vince Young was in that. Vince Young's the best high school football player I've ever seen. And I didn't see Kyler in high school. They're like, this guy's better. Okay. So it's, you know, the billionaires, they never struggle to make money and hide it. I mean, yesterday, 2 days ago, Elon Musk spent $44 billion on an app. And the next day, yesterday, he lost $120 billion Tesla in the stock market. No checks are bouncing for Elon Musk. He got plenty of money. He'll make it back today. Elon Musk is never going to have a money problem. He's going to have a disengaged problem. He may lose top engineers to NASA or other companies. You're never going to have a money problem. This league, and I've been watching the NFL for 40 years. They've never said, we're out of money. They have had years when they run out of good quarterbacks or good players, and we have too many players hurt in October. I've never watched it. And it's like, hey, sheesh. Hey, checks are bouncing. We got nothing here. Now you got these new world. Now you got all this revenue from gambling companies. It's like another. I mean, I always tell people all the time, when I got into my business, I got a check from radio. It was a fine check. And then I added TV to it, simulcast. And now I got a podcast check and I have a gambling check. It's like, I can't complain about anything. Like, stop it. The NFL just got a third. They got paid by fans. They got paid by TV networks. The NFL just found a third revenue stream, gambling companies. Money ain't your issue. Finding star quarterbacks, that's where you struggle. Denver had to go to Peyton Manning off his fourth neck surgery to find one. Miami's still looking for one post-Marino. Chicago hasn't had one since I think the name is Johnny Lujack, who I still contend is a disc jockey in Chicago, was not a quarterback. It sounds like somebody who spun oldies records, you know, like 94.5 Johnny Lujack in the morning. Apparently, he was a quarterback. Like, that's the issue in this league. Finding the guy there. It is never a money issue. Salary cap? Give me a break. I mean, good players always get paid, and the good teams always know how to find $40 under the sofa to pay the star players. Rams, maybe in on Robert Quinn. I heard Robert Quinn this morning's on the market. Wouldn't be shocked if the Rams were like, yeah, we found $9 million. Let's bring him in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Jerry West does not like the dramatization of HBO's Winning Time. Jeff Perlman's book, I think, is better than the series, but nonetheless, I think it is wildly entertaining. Winning Time on HBO has taken a lot of liberties. Jerry West does not like those liberties. Jeannie Buss did not work for her dad at 16. That's just false. And Pat Riley's first game as a coach was not a blowout. Everybody looks a bit cartoonish. But the Lakers, and not just Jerry West, have been very critical of this. Here's my spin. I'm generally less sympathetic for people in life that benefit from something and then it turns on them. In the history of America, there is no sports franchise that has leaned into and benefited more from Hollywood than the Lakers. Not every franchise in Los Angeles leans into Hollywood like the Lakers. The Dodgers don't. They leaned into wholesomeness. Vin Scully, Dodger baseball, Farmer John. That's what they leaned into. The Raiders didn't lean into Hollywood that much. Some Raiders ended up in movies. I mean, it is L.A. They are stars. But the Raiders sort of leaned into counterculture. Look at their fans. Not the Lakers. Showtime. Forum Club, courtside seats, Laker girls. Jack Nicholson, for 30 years, sat right next to the team bench. It was cool. You wanted to be part of the Lakers. Free agents wanted to be stars. LeBron did not come here for basketball, just basketball, folks. The Lakers were a mess. The roster was young and bad. LeBron came here because of the connections, and he has doubled his net worth, and good for LeBron. But the Lakers, more than any American franchise, have benefited from this, leaned into Hollywood. And now they don't like that Hollywood has turned on them. And perhaps the message is, don't trust Hollywood. They've always used people. I mean, Hollywood's eating itself now. The Oscars may not be around in 3 years. Maybe that's the message, and maybe that's fair. But the two franchises in this city, and I'm not a full-time lived here my whole life guy in L.A., so maybe I'm wrong. But my perception is the two sports teams that have leaned into Hollywood most are USC football and the Lakers. Forum, club, Laker, girl, Showtime. Jerry Buss, brilliant, brilliant man. Leaned into it. Hefner. Sexed it up. Glammed it up. It's all good. That's why guys want to come here. They're in their dreary winter NBA city, and they're like, I want some of that. And it came back to bite them. Maybe this is not analogous, but sometimes I see videos on the internet. Big game hunters love to shoot animals, and sometimes the animal turns on the big game hunter. I always love those videos. You benefited for a long time. I go to Africa. I shoot this. I shoot that. Look at my wallet's hanging there. I'm a man. Sometimes the tiger turns on you. Not as sympathetic as I would be for a family that goes on an African tour and gets mauled by a rhino. he kind of benefited from it, like forever, my entire life. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. We didn't have a Hollywood. We had rain. We tried to get those free agents. They didn't want to come to our place because we didn't have movies. And maybe this is the Pacific Northwest kid in me talking. But the Lakers have always used every ounce of the art and the movies and the glamour and the scripts and the to their advantage. Sometimes Hollywood turns on you. But man, you got to be honest. When you're my age, when you're in your 50s, Lakers were cool. I hated them, and they were cool. I was jealous of them. That's why people in Atlanta for years held up signs, beat L.A. They didn't have beat Sacramento. They didn't have beat the Sonics. They didn't have beat the Suns. We were all kind of jealous of the Lakers. They were cool. The Yankees were often richer and greater. I don't know if they were cool. Don't know if the Bears were cool. When you lean into something, I'm less sympathetic if it comes back to bite you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
So this is what I would do, and this is my rationalization for every pick. So here's my top 10 picks. Okay, Jacksonville Jaguars. I would take the edge. He's a pure rush edge. Aiden Hutchinson, highest-ranked college football football player. I know what he is. Wildly productive. Led the Big Ten with 14 sacks. I know exactly what I get.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
He has all the production I need. I want production, not just traits. They also don't need a left tackle. Cam Robinson signed with them, so they don't need one of these offensive linemen. I'd go get big conference, big game, Aiden Hutchinson. Number two, if I'm the Lions, I get the corner from Cincinnati, Sauce Gardner, who I actually think is the best player in the draft. But I don't think Jacksonville should go there. Sauce Gardner never allowed a passing touchdown in college. Did not allow a catch over 20 yards. Nick Saban said when they played him, they went away from him. And the Lions' pass defense allowed 69 touchdown passes last year. It stunk. The Lions drafted Jeff Okuda, a corner, a couple years ago, and it didn't work out. So what? Move him to two. Try to save the pick. Go get a corner. You got Aaron Rodgers twice a year in the division. You got Minnesota's got Thielen and Justin Jefferson. Go get an elite corner. Number three, Ikem. Ikem Ekwonu is an offensive lineman from NC State. Versatile, zero miss. I don't know how great he'll be, zero chance to miss. Great feet, 320, allowed two sacks in 880 snaps. That is big boy football. The Texans' offensive line stinks, 29th in the league, and they're taking offers on Laremy Tunsil. So, to me, they don't have their quarterback yet. Maybe they do Davis Mills. We don't know. But give Davis Mills a shot. Go get the best offensive lineman probably in the draft. Number four, if I'm the Jets, I take Kayvon Thibodeau, Oregon. Again, wildly productive like Aiden Hutchinson. Wildly productive, very dynamic. The Jets have not had a player with 10-plus sacks in 7 years, Muhammad Wilkerson. This kid was just a sack machine. Now, it is the Pac-12, which is not the SEC or the Big Ten. But to me, I talked to two GMs who I trust on him. They like him. They don't know if they love him, but he's going to play. He's twitchy. He's strong. The bottom line, if you just ask him to rush the passer, he can do that. Can he play in space? He can do that. Number five, Giants. I'd go get Evan Neal, massive mountain-sized left tackle, Alabama. Don't love his feet, but he's a three-year starter under Nick Saban, 6'7", 320. The Giants had the 30th-ranked offensive line. I was told by a member of the organization that the only offensive lineman they have they really like is Andrew Thomas, left tackle. Get Evan, move him right. Whatever, get your tackles right for Daniel Jones. I don't think it's a great draft, but this is of great need, so I would go get him. Again, his feet can be a little slow, but that dude's going to be hard to get around. Number six, this is probably a reach, but I would take Malik Willis if I was Carolina. They've already told Sam Darnold they're going to draft a quarterback, so just go draft the best one. I mean, why draft one in the third round that's going to be not as good as Sam Darnold? He's wildly dynamic. And again, I think you can put him in the offense pretty early because of his raw athleticism. He'll figure out stuff. I wish the Niners last year would have played Trey Lance a little more. Get him in there. Let him make plays. Number seven, Giants again. Now, again, this is not going to happen, but I'd take Trayvon Walker. Most people think he's going to go number one. He's not productive enough. He was a one-year starter. He's not productive enough. That's not my thing. You got to give me numbers and sacks. Now, I do think he's a really big-time athlete, and everybody loves his traits, and he'll probably go number one. But I say this all the time. Need over raw talent. Like, what do I need? To me, I look at the Giants. They could use this kind of athlete. but he did not play up to his potential at Alabama or at Georgia. He did not. I mean, you watch Georgia's defense this year. We didn't talk about this guy nearly as much as the linebackers. Number 8, Falcons. I would take Garrett Wilson, Ohio State wide receiver. I think he's the best receiver. Also, this matters. He got better every year at Ohio State. And Calvin Ridley's not around because of the gambling stuff. He'll be back next year. This receiving core is a mess. They lost Ridley and the other guy to the Bucs. So it's a tight end and a bunch of nonsense. He got better every year. He's Calvin Ridley for a year. Then Calvin steps in and those guys battle it out for number one. But remember, the Falcons are going to get a quarterback next year. So wouldn't it be nice if you gave him Garrett Wilson with a year under his belt and Calvin Ridley and Kyle Pitts? Number 9, Seahawks. This is so Seahawks. I would take the cornerback Derek Stingley, who I have huge concerns about busting. He's never been as good as he was his freshman year, but the kid is ridiculous. 3-year starter at LSU. Just long, athletic, fast. He is a sensational player. And by the way, you're in a division with probably a Debo Samuel, a DeAndre Hopkins. The Rams got Cooper Kupp. I mean, the Rams got their Jalen Ramsey. Is he your Jalen Ramsey? So I would go get, and by the way, the one area I like for the Seahawks is safety. So you could really round out your secondary here. They don't have a lot of strengths in Seattle, but if this kid hits, you got a really nice secondary. You got a lockdown corner and two really, really aggressive safeties. And then number 10, the Jets, they may trade out of it. I would take Charles Cross. Listen, Zach Wilson's your quarterback. You got to give this kid a fair chance. You got to give this kid a fair chance. He's probably going to they're bailing on Mekhi Becton, the offensive tackle who's had weight issues and injury issues. Reportedly, they're bailing on him. He's a miss. And, you know, they'll probably trade him draft day. But Cross is one of these guys that people don't see. Not a great chance. Maybe not an all-time left tackle. But, I mean, to me, if I was the Jets, I would go real heavy offensive in the draft. And there it is. I don't know if I'll get any of these right. This is what I would do. This is what I would do. And I'd probably go 0-10.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Jeremy Fowler, a reporter, says no chance, zero chance, the Raiders tight end, the great one, Darren Waller, is traded to the Packers, even though a Cheesehead TV, apparently a very popular blog in Green Bay, Packerland, said it's very, very close. Jeremy Fowler's like, nope, not close. Confirming my belief, which is it's nonsense. He's not a big enough cap hit. He's too great of a player. Everybody would want Darren Waller, but I think this is the Packers leaking it to a very team-friendly blog, and it makes it illustrates how they're going for it, sending a message to Aaron Rodgers. We're all in. We're trying to get better. We're this close. So when they fail, and if they can't get the receiver they want in the draft, hey, we worked. We tried. We did. You know, you're massaging Aaron a little bit here and massaging the media. There is no history. By the way, Brian Gutekunst, the active GM, says Aaron will be heavily involved in developing wide receivers. Well, there is no history. This is just me talking data. There is no history that Aaron works with rookie receivers. Randall Cobb is a rookie. His buddy, 350 yards. Jordy Nelson, rookie year, 360. Devontae Adams, rookie year, 400. Last year, Amari Rodgers, 4 catches. And Devontae's a Hall of Famer, and Jordy Nelson's damn close. So Aaron's never had a rookie receiver with more than 40 catches. And we're talking Devontae Adams and Jordy Nelson. These are really good players. So, I mean, Russell Wilson had Tyler Lockett, who was considered almost a reach and a slot guy first year. 50-plus catches, almost 700 yards. Russell Wilson first year with DK Metcalf. Remember he fell in the draft? 60 catches, 900 yards. Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, boom, home run. That's not Aaron. Aaron's got trust issues with the media, our government, the vaccine, wide receivers, the front office. It's not an opinion. He doesn't trust the government. He didn't trust vaccines. He doesn't trust the media. He didn't trust the front office. He doesn't, you know, obviously, he's not going to lean in to young wide receivers. So I think this, and I'm again, Devontae Adams is a Hall of Fame player. And it took him until year 3 to pop. Jordy Nelson, somewhere between year 3 and 4 he popped. That's the precedent. That's the history. And I would argue that Aaron has, over time, with more wealth, has gotten a little more prickly. I think he's a little more difficult to convince to throw to a young guy than he was 5 years ago. I mean, Amari Rodgers was a very good slot pick. It's not part of the offense.
And it's not like they didn't need him. They didn't have a dependable two. Randall Cobb, his buddy, got hurt. So Green Bay was a one-trick pony at wide receiver. They had a very good slot receiver. And they didn't use him at all. So I think Aaron's more difficult and less willing today than 5 or 6, 7 years ago before he got that generational wealth to convince go with the young guys. For the record, Brady often struggled with young guys too. Some of these kind of legendary quarterbacks, you know, you got to be in your spot. If you're not in your spot, I'm not throwing the football. But so there you go. Gudenkunt says, yeah, Aaron's heavily involved. Everything in Green Bay sort of works on Aaron time. If, you know, in the offseason, he kind of checks out. Russell Wilson does not. Aaron sort of does. That's his thing. It's his right. He's made his money. He's got his legacy. But I continue to say this. I think they needed to be far more aggressive in the wide receiver pursuit in free agency. I would have gone out and got DK Metcalf and made it work. You got to give Aaron a one. Because right now it's Sammy Watkins and Randall Cobb. They're past their prime. Alan Lazard feels like a 3 or a 4. And a rookie who you essentially did not throw to last year. He had 4 catches on a team that needed a guy to make 50 catches. So I don't buy the Darren Waller reports at all. Could be wrong.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
I don't do mock drafts because I get them all wrong, but I do like production over traits. I would take Aiden Hutchinson because I thought he'd give me 15 sacks, good conference. A lot of people like Trayvon Walker, Georgia, but he was a one-year starter. Now, some kids are late bloomers. So who knows? Hall of Famer Jimmy Johnson created a draft chart years ago. It's still used today. So let me give you here. I'll just throw it out there. Aiden Hutchinson, 3-year starter, productive. Trayvon Walker, better traits, higher ceiling, not as productive. Who do you take?
Yeah, Colin, you know, I really can't answer that because I haven't studied the individuals. You know, for those high picks, I always wanted to sit down with them, know them personally. There's a lot of intangibles that go into it. And, you know, you really want to be able to predict, are they going to improve? Are they going to be good players down the road? That's why intelligence was like my number one criteria.
Yeah.
You know, looking at players, I wanted intelligence. I wanted a gym rat. I wanted a playmaker. You know, I wanted somebody with speed and quickness, and I wanted somebody with character because you can't win championships with bums. But I had to look at those intangibles before I made it a decision on a high pick.
Now, everybody's saying, Jimmy, that's a bad draft. And Joy keeps saying, if we had 4 good quarterbacks, we wouldn't be talking about what a bad draft it is. I mean, your takeaway on this kind of like it's a bad draft narrative.
It's a bad draft if you don't draft the right guys. If you draft the right guys, it's a great draft.
Right. Did you ever have a draft? I mean, you had multiple drafts. Do you know when you make a draft pick, do you know instantly in camp, I don't know if he's going to work?
I had one. I mean, obviously, you don't hit on every one of them. But I always try to cut my losses before I waited too long. Obviously, I wanted to give the player a chance. I know I had a second rounder down with Miami that I cut, you know, right after training camp because I saw that he wasn't going to play. But, you know, I had a fifth rounder that same year, Zach Thomas, that should be going into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
And so you're not going to hit on every one of them. But you try to hit on more than what you miss.
So, you know, it's funny what's happening to the league. Both the Bengals and Rams had very soft linebacking cores. Bengals didn't even have a good O-line, which they have addressed. You know, it used to be you get a quarterback, you protect your quarterback. You know, that was number one. The game's kind of changing. A lot of perimeter players now are making quarterback money. You look at the Dallas Cowboys right now, and I've said Lyle Collins is gone, and Tyron Smith's got about a year or two left. I think they have to attack that offensive line very quickly. And then I think, Jimmy, well, they let Amari Cooper go. And I don't know if Michael Gallup's going to be great off that ACL. Maybe they should do Cincinnati and just go get wide receivers. Dallas, what are your guess on what Dallas does?
Well, I think offensive line, you know, that's been a problem for them the last couple of years because Smith has been injured. You know, they lost Collins, like you say. They lost the offensive guard. So they've got to shore up that offensive line. They've got plenty of receivers. Plus, you can get receivers in the later rounds. Even like we talk about the Green Bay Packers needing receivers, you know, Devontae Adams was a second-round pick. And so, you know, I think the offensive line is the critical area right now. And And plus, there's some great offensive linemen that are going to be picked up in the first round.
By the way, this Alabama, I'm going to show you, the Evan Neal from Alabama, here's what worries me. Is that, now he started for Saban for 3 years, and so he's good, right? We know that. And it's the SEC. But boy, Jimmy, he is big, and he doesn't, like, if you fool him, he doesn't move his feet very well for the second-tier block. Does that concern you at all?
Well, yeah, it concerns me a little bit, but he moves his feet pretty well when he jumps up on that that box for a 350-pounder. But, yeah, I got to look at the intangibles, Colin, because you got to see, is a guy going to get better? You know, is he going to improve? Obviously, at Alabama, he's getting as fine a coaching as there is anywhere in the country. Some of the smaller schools, I took Eric Williams from Central State of Ohio in the third round. He ended up would have been a Hall of Famer had he not had a car wreck. So you got to look and see if they're going to improve and how much they're going to improve.
There's always the argument need. I always make the joke that if my wife sent me to the store to buy milk and bread and I came back with a rake and I said, but I got great value on it. Boy, I got that rake for half off. She'd say, well, we already have a rake. You didn't get me milk and bread. And so I always say, you know, you can tell me value. And then I think if I need a corner and I don't see one for the next 60 picks, except one that I may have to reach a little on, how do you value that? Well, how do you fall on that?
This goes right back to when I first went to Dallas. You know, the saying was take the best player available. And I said, well, what if I don't like the best player available? You know, I'm going to move around. And so, that's how the trade chart came about, because I wanted to trade. We made 51 trades in 5 years. And back then, there was no fantasy football. Nobody traded. And that's why I needed the chart to help me to where I could make a decision in a few minutes. You know, and as far as, you know, the bread and milk and whether or not – you know, you really didn't need it. Well, why didn't you go to another store and get what you needed?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I did. I'd move out of a pick to get a player that I needed that I liked, that it was value was there.
By the way, are you surprised people still use your trade chart?
You know, it's crazy. It's been 30-something years. And, you know, I talked to Brett Veach with Kansas City here last year. He said, oh, I use your chart on with the Brown trade. And I talked to Ozzie Newsome a couple of years ago, and he said, I use your chart on the Peters trade. And, you know, it's amazing. Now, the chart has been, you know, adjusted a little bit for the salary cap and, you know, a little bit for each particular team. But the chart is still used throughout the league. But I needed something like that because we were making so many trades. I came up with the idea to do the chart, and I had a guy in the business office. I said, crunch the numbers and do all the trades for the last 3 or 4 years. You crunch the numbers, and I want a chart with a line graph and a bar graph. And that's what helped me until, you know, Wonstead goes to Chicago and North Turner goes to Washington. They took the chart with them. So now everybody's got the chart.
That's funny. Hey, the Jets at number 10. You know, a lot of people think they'll get Drake London at USC. Other people think they'll trade it for Deebo Samuel, but that's very expensive. Give me your kind of thoughts on if you interviewed Drake London and you liked him. Now, I don't think he's a star. I think he could be a great two. Maybe he's a star. I don't know. But, Jimmy, what? Give me your thought process on your like, okay, we interviewed Drake London. We do like him. But, boy, Deebo is in this league, and he is a handful, and I can use him in a lot of ways. Where do you land on that one?
Oh, please, if you can get Deebo Samuel, yeah, you take him. You know, there's no guarantee even a 10th round pick is going to be, you know, a great player. You got a good feeling, but Samuel is a great player. Really, Samuel's worth a lot more than a 10th pick. He is a game changer.
Yeah. Okay, you wrote a book called Swagger. It's online now, Untold Stories from Jimmy's Cowboys, Dolphins and Hurricanes. There, look at that right there. Boy, that guy's serious right there. it's funny. So give me a story. What is the one position in all your years of recruiting and coaching, all through it, what is the one position that scared you when you were like, man, like Belichick has struggled with receivers. And is there ever a position you're like, I don't know. My radar is a little, because I know what you draft well. I watched it. But are there positions, Jimmy, that even you would be like, I'm going to go ask Norv Turner or Wonstead on this?
Yeah, I, Colin, you know, I really struggled with the Dolphins a little bit. You know, I was able to get some great players with, you know, Jason Taylor, of course, a Hall of Famer. Zach Thomas is going to be a Hall of Famer. Patrick Surtain and Sam Madison, you know, corners that allowed us to lead the league in defense. But where I struggled was I was trying to get Dan Marino some help. And so it's kind of like your bread and your milk deal. You know, I was, you know, reaching a little bit to get an offensive player to help Dan Marino. And, you know, we drafted Yetiel Green. He tears up his knee, so we lost him. You know, so we drafted some players. We drafted Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He was our running back. He rushed for over 1,000 yards, but he wasn't a difference maker. So when I start reaching a little bit to try to help a particular part of the football team, that's where I got in trouble.
Yeah. Show that book again. It's called Swagger. You don't want to mess with Jimmy Johnson.
Colin, there's some good stories in that book now.
Now, you've told me several of them, which I know are in the book, and I didn't share because I didn't know if I had a right to, and they are in the book. So
the closer we get to the release, and you can share some of those stories.
Jimmy,
they can pre-order it on Simon & Schuster.
No, it's going to be great, Swagger. Great seeing you, Coach.
All right, Colin.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.